Preparing for the next generation. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I know how hard it was when I went through it in 03, and I just hate to see other family farms and people that's trying to keep family farms together have to go through this financially.
Davidson County's Mary Jane Hurt and her sister was somewhat fortunate a few years back because their father had prepared himself and his family that when he passed away, the surviving members would not be left with any way of paying the inheritance tax, or what many referred to as the death tax.
And with our farm being in Davidson County, backing up to I-24 and Hickory Hollow Parkway, it was appraised for $4.5 million. What Dad put together with the family partnership, we were able to get his gifting done to us each year. And then with the life insurance that we had, that went toward helping too. But that still left us the state and still left a pretty large sum for the federal. Fortunately, Dad, again, left us enough money to do it. But now there are a lot of farmers and families that don't leave that much money.
And oftentimes families have to sell off part or all of their farm to pay the inheritance tax. And we're fortunate here in Tennessee that by 2016, the state's inheritance tax will be phased out altogether. But at the federal level, if Congress doesn't act soon, the exemption level of the estate tax will move from $5 million to $1 million in 2013. Wilson County farmer Dan Smith.
It's not fair for us to work all of our life and we pay income tax every year and then put it back into the farm, what we make. And then when we're gone, when one of us is gone, they're going to come in there and tax us and if it goes back like it was and be 55% of what it amounts to. And that's not right. Never has been. It won't ever be.
Farmers and small business owners nationwide are urging Congress to end the death tax. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.